Good morning. It's 5:38 on April 5th, Easter Monday, and it's a quarter moon out. And I'm just wondering, isn't Easter supposed to be on a full moon? Anyway, I'm feeling well, feeling good, and I'm off my walk. So it looks like my resting has let my body recover from whatever food I must have eaten. And yeah. So how you guys doing? Did you miss me yesterday? You're worried about me? I hope I didn't overdramatize things, but I did give you 5 minutes update. I'll let you know what's going on. But everything's back to normal. I'm feeling good. So, I was looking into group theory this morning. Complexity theory, group theory, and this three brown, one blue guy, he has some great videos, and he's talking about the monster. The monster. That they worked out all the different types of categories. Groups, the fundamental pieces. And one of them has 100,000 dimensions. Anyway, it's just crazy, crazy complex stuff. I can't even explain it right now. I'm just struggling with basic linear algebra. I know it sounds pathetic, and it is, but I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm going to keep on trudging along. You know, these guys, they don't need to drive that fast. So I got some nice coffee here. Didn't lose my taste or my smell. I didn't have a cough. Just a little bit of a tummy ache. And I watched this thing on how pendulums synchronize. Resonances and transfer of resonance, how the moon aligns with the earth, and how the first three moons of Jupiter are also synchronized with Jupiter, and they're in 2, 3, 4 cycles. So one rotates twice as many times as the other, and the other one orbits twice as many times as the third, so they're all in sync through the extreme gravity of Jupiter. That's interesting. And what else did we learn about? First Tyrannosaurus was found not far from here in New Jersey. And you can find Indian heads Indian arrowheads in the streams. So I decided we're gonna go arrowhead hunting someday soon. Get ticks. Yeah. Get covered in ticks. So, I spent the day yesterday working on some math, and now I'm working on the intercepts of lines. So the main takeaway from all of this is that it appears that I can use either a list of lines, or even better than a list of lines, I can just use the angles of the lines. And that each prime number will have a different angle. And then I can look through that list and say what number won't be covered by this list of angles. And we should be able to solve that mathematically somehow. Now that list will get ever bigger, and it'll grow to infinity, because we have an infinite number of primes. But I'm hoping that we'll find some kind of interesting angles. And then we can try a different modulus. And we could work it all out. I don't know. I don't know enough about math. But I do know that once we get into theoretical math, we need to just write proofs. And not really ready for that. But I started studying Euclid's geometry using that book. Decoding what he's talking about. So that's all good. It's all going to require more time and thought. My kid had his friend over last night, and I went to sleep early at 8. And he woke me up hitting me with his freaking sword, wanting me to set up his Minecraft server. And I was so angry. But I didn't lose him completely. I just sent his kid home, his friend home. You know, if your dad is not feeling well and lying down sick from some stomach bug, you don't hit him with his, wake him up by hitting him with a sword. Right? But I didn't beat him up with a sword or anything like that. So amazing restraint I have, right? That's the air conditioner making all that sound. With a vent on some heating system. I don't know why they need it at this time in the morning. Who's actually getting heated? Why is it so loud? It's amazing how loud people's devices are. Now that could be Venus in the sky. We're having dawn right now. The sun's not out, but I see Venus. Pretty sure that's her. Could be Mercury. Over to the left of the moon. I'm not going to be bothered to look it up. I was thinking about this Cambodian guy who was spamming me on Telegram. So his Telegram number has a New Hampshire number associated with it. And he's updated his picture there of him and his wife and his son. Poor guy. It must be tough living in Cambodia. I'm trying a new microphone setup here where I don't have the headphones on, but I have the mic above my head, away from my mouth, so I hope it's not too much heavy breathing. This is not dead air, this is live air. Listen to those birds. I'm doing pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. I had the shivers this morning. I got up to go to the, get a drink of water. And I had the shivers and I couldn't stop shivering. It was really scary. Can't wait till we get a new heating system that might actually work. Thank you. Yeah, this fighting always for getting more and more listeners is really annoying. And presenting more and more fear. I have to say, I'm really starting to get annoyed by No Agenda. It's just fear mongering right now. And if you check into any of these stories, they're like, oh yeah. Well, we're gonna have to double. I'm not gonna say anything yet, but. Oh, my stomach's starting to hurt. Intestinal cramps. Maybe I should just turn around. I don't want to get stuck out here and have to go to the bathroom. How's this? I'll walk down to the bridge and back. Good morning. Beautiful day today. I'll walk down to the bridge. We'll do the short walk today. So. I'm just thinking about this whole mass appeal thing again. Anyway, I don't know what to say. If we want to do something right, it's going to take a long time to do it. So yeah, I'm working on this intersection of two lines so I can find where this the lines intersect with the bounding box. So I'm working on this view now of the different lines. I know this sounds stupid. I'm not going to even talk about it. I'm going to work on it offline. we're going to have to chalk this one up as one of the most horrible podcasts we've done. Lost in my head. What are we even talking about? I was having these nightmares, fever dreams. What seemed so important at the time, when I woke up, it wasn't important at all. Someone just kicked the garbage can lid off the middle of the road. Caught up in some endless loop in your head, dreaming, trying to solve something that's totally unimportant. But what I did find is that people will see things as true if they're beautiful. Like, if you can find a beautiful idea, something of beauty, that will be considered to be true, or like a basic axiom, something that's understandable. Okay, I'm heading back now. I'm not gonna even go all the way down to the bridge. I'm just gonna go here to the end of this road here. Or is it true? If something is true, even if it's not beautiful, with monster number. Something horrible. Something horribly complex and ugly. The monster number. That the universe doesn't care if something is beautiful or not to be true. In any case, I'm happy to come up with this idea of the angles. And I was just thinking that maybe I could express the angles as ratios and then factor them to their prime factors, or normalize them so that if something is a multiple of another, that we could just divide it out. I mean, that is what the angle is, but there might be a way to do it numerically instead of, instead of using floating points, I could use symbolic math and find the factors of the fraction. I don't know. I have a feeling that this is really going to get into the question of rules and proofs now. And maybe I have to study them. Bite the bullet. I gotta go to work today. I guess I'm really not totally back, totally recovered right now. But it's good to go for a walk. Isn't it funny how the birds make that weird sound when they fly? Yeah, so what's true and what's beautiful? And people are always looking for beauty and interesting patterns in mathematics or nature. And I was listening to this talk from Douglas Hofstadter, whose command of German is pretty damn good. He was talking in Sweden about Einstein and the analogy. And didn't hear the whole thing. Didn't hear the whole thing. I had to continue listening to that this morning. But, I did listen to the Gödel number proof. Again, I've heard it before. And that basically, you can represent axioms and proofs as numbers on a syntax level. In the end, you can represent any amount of symbols or words as numbers. primes, a series of primes raised to certain points. You could also just use bits, two to something. If the bit is set, my thing is true. Why didn't he just use bits? To encode his And he was also showing how to prove if something is true or not. You have to make decisions and sometimes go through very complex, through great expansions in order to reduce down to something simple. And that is analogous to a certain type of number system where you can decide to go up or down. It's kind of like that system I was working on where working on combinations of numbers, and you could multiply or add or subtract different numbers, different primes against each other. And can you reach all the numbers through that? And I'd like to look at the different sizes of the modulo tables and then look at the angles of the different primes and see how they turn out. That's a little pilot, a little private pilot. It's a low wing, single engine. Anyway, guys, I think that's it for today. Sorry to be disappointing. I'm still recovering here, so you'll have to excuse me. Although, I do think my immune system is quite strong from all this exposure I've been getting. You still have to let it do its job. So I will talk to you in the next episode, if not sooner. Have a great day.